so a lot of them are still sitting on the sidelines. There's a lot of commentary out there from various analysts and various mainstream media and even the alternative media where, you know, they talk about where silver could go lower and so forth. And I think people really need to take a look at their own situation and see where they're at in their accumulation of gold and silver. And it's very difficult to time any market when you're trying to get into it. And so, I mean, we're long-term holders of gold and silver. It is a savings account. We accumulate it. And as our dollar continues to weaken and our finances of our country continue to worsen, we just want to accumulate and hold our gold and silver.
Well, now, basically, why did the price of silver collapse the way that it did? It was down almost 20%.
Yes, it was. And, of course, they had the, you know, it was strictly market manipulations. I mean, it was very, very obvious. They raised the silver futures margins for, I don't know, four or five times
in 2 weeks. Five times,
yeah.
Never seen that much before. And, of course, here you have the richest man in the world. His name is Carlos Slim. He's Mexican. I don't know, $50 billion, $60 billion, something like that. He sold in at the top about $5 billion worth of silver. I suspect he's bought it back now and made another $1 billion or two. George Soros was frantically selling silver to drive the price down. I suspect he's probably bought back as well. But they certainly, their lackeys who run the CFTC, the Commodities Trading Future Corporation, actually increased the margin requirement to buy a contract of silver from $4,000 a contract to $21,000. Now, most of the people who are in this shouldn't be there. They're speculators. They think they're going to get rich fast, not realizing this is how you get poor fast. This is how you make a small fortune out of a large one. But, of course, when they're overextended, they're in it because of greed. And then, of course, the fear sets in when they get the first margin call and the second margin call. And they may be able to meet a few of them. But by the time you've had five margin calls, most people are wiped out. That's how the way the game is played. They win, we lose. That's the basic rules, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a moment. We'll welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's all manipulation. Well, Melody, certainly the stock market, everything went down. But where are we headed next? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think you're going to see markets settle out. You might still see a little more.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Into the economy. They had quantitative easing one. They have quantitative easing two, where they're putting something like $6 to $8 billion a day in the economy. They're just taking it, making money out of nothing, and using it under one guise or another to buy treasury bonds. And suddenly this money is buying up bonds, going into the economy. But what happens when the Fed stops pouring all this money into the economy? Basically, will we get into a real problem? Won't the economy begin to contract because it's all artificial? The only thing that's holding it up now is massive federal infusion of funds. What happens when the Fed quits pouring money into the economy?
Well, they're going to come out with quantitative easing three and four and five and so on, because that's the only thing that is keeping it up. I mean, we've talked about this a very long time. I mean, this is an agenda, and this is where they want to be. And they do have control. I mean, certainly things from left field always perhaps can happen, and perhaps it'll throw them off balance and so forth. But ultimately, I do believe they have control. They will let the markets fall when they're ready. There's also how many trillions of dollars sitting there in pension funds and retirement plans. You know they're going to go after them. Because they have to, and that's part of keeping the system afloat. They've been manipulating these markets for a very long time. It's just really obvious now, and it's hard to believe that people just can't figure it out, and they can't see what's happening. And when you have these markets that are so rigged, I can't imagine why anybody would want to be in them. I mean, it's just all, the whole market is rigged, the whole system is rigged. Why wouldn't you just want to buy gold and silver, take physical possession of it, and be safe, and you don't have to worry about what the markets are doing on a daily basis or a weekly basis or a quarterly basis?
Well, I think the people who got into gold and silver 4 or 5 years ago have done really great. Now, some people have done great in the stock market, and some people have just really lost their shirts in the stock market. But there's one thing that we can say for certain, and that is the value of money. Of paper money, of fiat money, is progressively losing value. We are in an inflationary depression at the present time, an inflationary depression that's the worst of all worlds. And if they stop pouring money out, if the Fed stops pouring money out, then we'll go into a deflationary depression, and certainly we're already beginning to see evidence of this. If you look at the Baltic Dry Index, which is the cost of shipping and shipping of goods, it reflects really how much the economy worldwide is doing it. And you can rent a ship, $500 or $600 a day, a big tanker. I mean, basically, the cost of shipping is down because there's so little shipping, and these people have these big tankers and these big ships. Or maybe it's $5,000 a day, but we're talking about a massive big freighter, and you can certainly lease that for $5,000 a day because there's just no demand for them. The shipping, the trade, is fallen dramatically, and to say what you will. Well, of course, we have certainly good inventories here now, but we're not importing as much as we did from China. China's having real difficulty exporting their goods. Their economy is beginning to contract. Economies throughout the world are beginning to contract. And, of course, the American people have very little idea that this whole thing is manipulated, and the end result will be a total collapse of the economy, not only here but in many countries throughout the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, I guess, is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, what do you think is going to happen as far as the stock market is concerned? Now, my goodness, it looks like it's really going back up again. Gold had fallen, I should say, the price of oil had fallen down to less than $100 a barrel, and we saw it was up strongly up to $104 a barrel. But they keep telling us, price of oil is going to continue falling. And all I know is that where I am, I think I paid $4.20, $4.30 a gallon for the gasoline the other day. The price of oil on the international markets was falling, and the price of gasoline in Santa Cruz was rising. I don't understand that, but I guess I'm not very smart. Go. What are your thoughts? What's going to happen? Are the prices, the price of the oil going to go up? Is it going to go down?
Well, you know, the problem with the oil also is you have so many paper trades going into it, and they can run oil just like they do so many of the other markets. You know, they can make markets rise, they can make markets fall. And, of course, as the markets rise, then, you know, the people are the ones that are affected with higher prices like gasoline when it comes to oil. And there are so many other byproducts of oil. But, I mean, when markets like that happen, it's funny, as you see oil prices rise, we also see the prices at the pump rise almost in tandem with that. But yet when you have pullbacks in oil prices, it takes weeks before you see any impact at the markets. And again, it's long term, anything can happen from day to day. I think you're going to see higher oil prices, even though demand for it might become weaker. They're going to run the price up because it straps people. They don't want people going about. They don't want people out. If they want them to stay in their homes, all they have to do is create higher oil prices. We saw what happened to oil, or we saw what happened to the economy when gasoline prices went to $4. It came to a screeching halt. Now people have become accustomed. They adjusted their budgets, their monthly budgets for higher gasoline costs. I think they could handle the $4, but you know there's talk of, you know, $5 gasoline come July and come August. So that the normal family cannot handle. The normal family cannot budget that. So I do believe prices are going to continue to rise. It's an inflationary. You have oil that is tied to the dollar, and you see the lower the dollar goes, the higher the oil will go. So everything is so connected. And I'm going to go right back to my normal point. The best way to protect yourself against all of this uncertainty, all of these fluctuations, the way to preserve your wealth is by purchasing gold and silver. It's the only thing, I believe.
And I think it's important for people to understand all of these markets are manipulated. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what they're doing. And basically, they put out all this information, they run up the price of stocks, and all the people get on board. Everybody's optimistic. And there's an old saying, when the last bear becomes a bull, in other words, when almost everybody thinks the price of stocks are going to continue to go up, that's when they fall. Now, we knew that they were going to fall. Why? Because the CEOs of the major corporations were dumping their stocks, all the while telling everybody what a great buy they were, and everybody should be buying into the stock market and getting the stocks, because they're going to keep going up. There is no world shortage of oil. The world is awash with oil. We've got probably between 200 and 500 years worth of oil and natural gas. There is no reason in the world why the price of oil is going up, other than, of course, that the oil companies want it to go up. And, of course, we have the advantage of talking to Lindsay Williams, who I think is absolutely right. Lindsay has said that he was told by one of the leaders, a former head of ARCO, the CEO of ARCO when he retired, that the oil companies were going to drive the price of oil up to $150 to $200 a barrel. At that time, then, they were going to open up oil drilling here in the United States, and then they would be getting fabulous sums of money for their oil holdings. I got a call from one of our listeners in Texas today. And you're not going to read about this in the controlled media, but that basically this young man told me that one of his friends in Texas got a good job driving truck for the oil companies, and they're putting in tremendous pads, all the equipment needed for massive oil drilling in Texas. They're putting in literally tens of billions of dollars into the development of the oil industry in Texas. Now, it takes a couple of years before this will come to pass. But they're all set for when oil gets... Why would you invest that amount of money in Texas? Well, very simply, because they know the price is going to go up, and they're going to force it up, and then they're going to start bringing the oil online. It'll actually help America's economy. We won't be sending out money overseas as much. It'll be great for the balance of payments deficits. The other countries won't have so much money to come in here and buy up our corporations and buy up certainly our commodities. But what it is going to do, of course, is going to greatly enrich the oil companies. People never stop and wonder why we give the oil companies here in California some $2 billion in subsidies. Exxon just made $11 billion the last quarter. Why are we giving subsidies to the oil companies? They say, oh, well, my goodness, we didn't give them subsidies. They just have to pass the cost along to the people who buy the gasoline would pay for it anyway. Why are we subsidizing the oil companies? It's really very simply. The oil companies, along with the banks, the Brotherhood of Darkness, control the government, and we funnel money to them. And, of course, this is what corporate fascism is all about. They buy the representatives, the members of the House of Representatives, the senators, and whether it be the state or the local level, and then they authorize the massive payments to the people who give them the money that they need to run for office. This is how the system works. We'll continue working that way until we get people in office who say we're not going to subsidize the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, we've got Cindy calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Cindy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a question about margins. I heard that yesterday on your show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
I mean, she's, doubled her money, but she's, I believe it's going to go a lot higher already, too. I think that we've just seen the beginning of this bull market in silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We got a question for our guest, Melody Cederstrom. And Melody, what do you hear from your investors? I mean, people are talking to you all the time. What's their impression of our market? Do they realize, of course, the serious straits that our economy is really in, that we are in an inflationary depression, and that as soon as they stop pouring money into the economy, this whole thing is going to come down like a house of cards?
You know, at one point in time, I really believe that people were catching on and understanding. And last week when the prices were so volatile, I had a long-time customer email me, and he says, is it time to unload? And I emailed him back, and I said, into what? And he wrote me back, and he said, cash. And then I realized, it's like, you know what, Dr. Stan, they don't understand. They do not understand the depth. They only understand and react to situations. And they react to, let's say, the stock market falling from 14,000 to 6,000. They understand events. And I really don't believe they understand the true depth of our financial problems. And I guess if they only understand a part of it, and it makes them take the step into buying gold and silver, I guess that's a good thing. But to answer your question, no. After that email, I just thought, no, that people do not understand.
And of course, the thing is, let's imagine that you've tripled your money and you sell it, and what do you get into? You get into paper. But the paper is worthless. It's only a matter of time before they just destroy the value of our currency. They can drop it to 10%, 20%, 50%, 75%. We don't know how far it's going to go down, but we can tell you it's going to go down in value. You basically, gold and silver are a storehouse of wealth, and this is what you need. You need a means of storing your wealth, otherwise it's going to be destroyed. And this has happened time and time again. With fiat money economies, it's happened over and over again, going back thousands of years. And this is what we want people to understand, is the history. The same thing happened in ancient Greece. It happened in ancient Rome. It happened during the time of the Templars and during the time, certainly, of the Black Death in the 1300s. Basically, the Lombard system, economic system, collapsed at that time. It collapsed again in the 1600s, and it's in the process of collapsing today. And you do the same thing over and over again, it always fails. Why would you do it again, unless, of course, you were going to benefit from it? Well, we've got Doug calling from Spokane. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Doug. How are you doing? Do you have a question for Melody?
How are you doing? I'm becoming a regular there, Dr. Staff.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
I've been, for the past 3 or 4 years, been reading, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. I've got a pretty good handle on it. What I don't understand is, yeah, they're creating credit through quantitative easing, and also you can't create money without debt. So they're loaning all this money to third world countries, creating debt so they can fill the banks with reserve dollars. But what I understand is, why don't they open up funding or lending and free up a little bit of lending and let people borrow money? Sure, it would make people feel a lot better in the inflation problems we're having.
All right, that's a very legitimate question. Why don't they simply let up on lending? Certainly we know the banks are sitting, big banks are sitting on $3 trillion. The big corporations that tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness are sitting on $2 trillion. Why don't they simply start lending the money and get the economy going, get the good times rolling again? Melody, can you answer that for Doug? Very legitimate question.
Yes, it is a very legitimate question. They could lend. They don't want to lend. They make enough money on their own. They want to strap the people. They pretty much have the people where they want them. They don't want to lend money.
I think you have to understand, Doug, there are secret societies. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is manipulated by a small clique of men who want to control the world. They want to impoverish our people. Poor people will go along with the New World Order. This is all contrived. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
But he's investing in gold and silver. But he thought maybe the price of gold and silver would go down before the market collapsed. And we don't know when the market's going to collapse. If the market does collapse, gold and silver may go down, but eventually it'll be the only thing that will have any value. And eventually they're going to start in all over again with a new monetary system, and it'll probably be based upon gold and silver, because after this horrible thing that's coming, right, people are not going to trust another fiat currency, at least not for another 20 or 30 years until everybody's forgotten what happened, and then, of course, they'll be able to pull all the scam again. They've done this over and over and over again through the centuries. You would think that people would learn, but they never do. And basically, what they do, they get the party going, and they just keep pumping out the money, and there's all this prosperity, and as the old adage goes, and the whole idea of a responsible central bank is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. Well, here this time, they didn't take away the punch bowl. They kept pouring in vodka and rum and whiskey and wine and all these wonderful things into the punch bowl. And we've had a wonderful, wonderful time. But, of course, most people are drunk with pleasure and drunk with prosperity. And now, of course, they are beginning to contract the punch bowl intentionally. And there's going to be terrible pain and suffering. They should have contracted this a long time ago. They could have kept this thing going, but they intentionally set out to destroy the economy of this country and countries throughout the world. Why would they do that? Because, of course, they want to take us into a one-world government, and I think that the means that they're going to use is going to be World War III. Why in the world do you think that they are destabilizing all the countries in the Near East and the Middle East? I mean, who's behind the revolt in Libya? There's only about 1,000 rebels. The guy who's living him used to live in Washington, D.C. His name is Hiftar or Haftar, depending on how you actually spell it. But he's a CIA agent, and CIA and British intelligence and the Bank of England and our financiers are behind destabilizing all of those countries over there and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, so we will have the best enemy money could buy. When you understand that, why we understand what's really going on today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Melody, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and discount gold and silver and why they should get in touch with you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And our website, I'm going to continue to give out both website numbers. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net is the original website that has the most information, the reading material on how to get started purchasing gold and silver, along with radio programs. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. the shorter version, DGS, for discount gold, silver, coined.com. That basically has the prices of gold and silver and also the radio program. So it's just a little bit easier to remember, DGScoins.com. And we take a different approach when people call us. I always like to keep things basic and simple for my clients and balanced. And I believe there's all kinds of products that you can purchase, but I believe what's important is what's suitable. People need to buy what's suitable for them, what their objective is. And we take that into consideration when we suggest the type of coins that they should be purchasing. In the 90s, we used to recommend your assets, your portfolio of gold and silver should be about 20 to 30% of your assets. Now, I believe it should be a lot higher. It should be a minimum of 50% of your assets. And we're not financial planners. I just kind of look at things at what makes sense. Gold and silver, particularly gold, is the insurance policy. And if you have your home and you're valued at $200,000, you insure it for $200,000. And your finances are pretty much the same. So of that, we recommend that you should have 70-80% gold and 20-30% silver. And again, it all depends on where you fall into the various categories and what your objective is and what is suitable for you. I have many clients that are, you know, greater in silver than gold. I have clients that are in 50-50. These are just little rules of thumb. It's a starting point in trying to put something together for our clients. There are no bad coins. Each coin has a purpose and a place. And what's bad is so many various types of coins, the reason they get a bad reputation isn't the coin, it's the commissions that dealers charge. It's the misrepresentation of the product. That part is the crime. That is where so many people get confused in the purchasing of gold and silver. And we just try to make that a little more clear so people can make an informed decision. Because this is big. I mean, this is people's savings, the money they worked hard for. And I believe they need to have as much information as they need in order to make that decision. So that's what we do at Discount Gold and Silver.
And once again, the telephone number.
800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
And I will tell you, there are a lot of sharks out there, and they smell blood in the water. And be very, very careful. Melody's been with us, oh, I think probably 8 years or more. We've never had one call or complaint, that she had taken advantage of everybody. Everybody's been very, very pleased. There has to be a commission. It's just how high a commission you get. And Sydney of Melodies is very, very fair, and she takes good care of the people. And another trick that the coin dealers use is they sell you the coins, and then they don't deliver them. They wait for the price to drop when they can buy them cheaper. Well, of course, that's a dangerous thing, especially if the price doesn't drop. But of course, they can always come back and say, gee, I can't get them for you. The price is too high now. I'm sorry, you're out of luck. And by that time, you've missed a train. Melody, I honestly believe, will take good care of people and good care of her customers. So this is one reason we've actually had, I think, three different coin dealers on that we've had to just say, sayonara, you may want to advertise with us, but we're not going to have you on our program simply because of the problems that have arisen. So I feel very, very comfortable having Melody on with us and introducing her to our listeners. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, Chris, I believe that stock market is peaking out. How soon? I don't know. But you have no business being in that market. The people, the CEOs of the major businesses, have been selling frantically. I mean, there were talking about 8,000 people selling stock to one person buying stock. And these are the people who really know what's going on. So the smart money is getting out of the market. The weak money is getting back in. A lot of the financial advisors have been very optimistic, and you can usually tell when the market's going to drop because all the financial market advisors are optimistic, and very, very few people are bearish. That means they think it's going to fall. And you can always tell when the market's going to fall because when the last bear becomes a bull, you're at the top of the market. There's nobody else to buy. Everybody's bought, and that's the time when the market turns down. Certainly gold and silver were well oversold, and I think that it's a very healthy thing that the price of gold and silver has dropped to form a good solid base. But believe me, major countries, companies throughout the world are buying gold and silver. The major hedge funds, and I'm talking people like John Paulson. I'm talking about William Gross, who heads a hedge fund that has something like $265 billion. They're buying gold and silver. Carlos Slim, you know, the richest man in the world, he sold some silver the other day, made $1 billion. But I bet you dollars to donuts he's back in again. What you do is you sell, and then, of course, everybody else sells. They panic. And same thing with George Soros. And then when everybody else is has selling frantically, they're in there buying. That's how the game's played. When you understand it's crooked, but they're basic fundamentals, and that's what really you want to see what the big guys are doing. And they are accumulating gold and silver because that is their currency. They don't want to deal in the useless paper that is losing its value on a regular basis. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And starting, I think, is probably the end of June, why quantitative easing, too, theoretically, is going to end. And this has been the stimulus that's been keeping the market from collapsing. Maybe they'll come up with another one. They probably will, in one form or another, try to keep things together until they're ready for World War III. And that seems to be the position taken by Bob Chapman. And you get to have Bob on your radio programs too, don't you, Melody?
Yes, we do. Bob and I, we've been doing a program together for 7-8 years, 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He's a busy fellow, but he brings so much. He just has a wonderful way of explaining things, his expertise. I like the way he brings together the world events and how they play out, his experience and so forth, as you do, Dr. Stan. So you two are very valuable in teaching and helping people to understand what is going on. So we do appreciate you.
Well, Bob's a lot more of an expert on it than I am. I've been around for a long time, but I've learned a lot from Bob. And he's been around about 51 years, and I've been around about 49 years. So combined, certainly, experiences, 100 years of experience, you listen to the two of us here on Bob's on our program twice on Monday. Well, if you have a question for Melody, a question about what's going on, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But what they are doing now isn't going to work. And they know it isn't going to work. And the more money they just create out of nothing and throw into the economy, well, the more they destroy the value of the currency. And they are desperate now. How are they going to keep this thing going? They're eyeing the pension funds. They're probably going to come up with some vehicle by which they can seize your 401Ks and your IRAs. So be very, very cautious about that. They're eyeing overseas bank accounts, and Bob claims that they are going to try to attach those, whether the foreign banks will go along with that. The people who are in charge are ruthless. They simply have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. And they intend to destroy the economy of this nation, and they're doing a very, very good job. Certainly, the big corporations that they own, and believe me, they do own most of the big corporations, and the big banks which they own, and believe me, there's 6 major banks that control about 60 to 70% of all the banking assets in this country. And basically, they control the politicians. I mean, who did Barack Obama get for his new chief of staff, William Daley? came from J.P. Morgan Chase. Who did he get for a new head of the Council of Economic Advisors? A man from Goldman Sachs. Who is his largest financial contributors? Barack Obama, George Soros, and of course, Goldman Sachs and the people who work for Goldman Sachs. And of course, President Obama has to play his part and be critical to the wicked bankers. They're the ones who put him in power. They're the ones who are keeping him in power. They're the ones, of course, he turns to get his new chief of staff. And of course, he will do their bidding. But we can't let the American people know. And it's both political parties. The same thing was true when George Bush was in there. He was simply a figurehead for the Brotherhood, just as Barack Obama is. Well, again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think these are we're living in the most dangerous times, certainly of my lifetime, for the average individual, because I don't think that, the people who listen to your program's Melody and to my programs at least have a grasp of what's going on. But I think we can tell you with fair assurance that the price of oil is going to keep going up. I think we can tell you with fair assurance that the price of food is going to keep going up. I think we can tell you with fair assurance that the price of housing is going to continue collapsing, and already 25% of everybody with a mortgage in this country is underwater. In other words, their home is worth less than the mortgage. The mortgage is worth more than it calls for more value than the homes. And this has all been artificially created. And most of those people are going to end up losing their homes. This is going to be a terrible tragedy, don't you think, Melody?
Yes, it is. And there isn't anything that will happen in order to turn things around. I believe we're down this path. There's going to be a day of reckoning. We will have to answer for all the things that have been done. And for those that are in control, it's exactly what they want. It's been going on for a very long time. Their main goal is to strip the people of this country and around the world their wealth. You've seen it happen time and time again. If you want to play in their backyard, into their stock markets, then you will lose everything. You will not regain it back. They'll let you have some of it back only to get the rest of what you have, and then they will take that away from you also. They're the winners. They control, and it's all about their wealth and their power. And the only thing that we can do as individuals and for our families is do the best we can, but to provide, to protect, and to preserve.
And the way this thing is set up is they win, we lose. And they know exactly what they're doing. Don't try to play their game. Uh-uh. Don't try to outsmart them. You're not going to be able to. I hear a lot of people saying, well, maybe I'm going to start buying property now. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, and remember, I'm not a financial advisor, I think the property is going to go a great deal lower. People say, well, I'm going to put my money into bonds where it's going to be safe. Well, remember that the people who won't control PIMCO are the largest $260 billion fund just sold all of their T-bonds because they think the T-bonds are going to go down. Where can you put your money where at least it's going to maintain some semblance of value? I think it's in gold and silver. A guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom. Once again, your number, Melody?
Our telephone number at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
And your website?
The website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, the original website, and the shorter version is discountgoldandsilverdgscoins.com.
Okay, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I would just like to encourage the listeners, if they have any questions at all.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Hey, thank you so
good
much.
Night. God
good
bless.
Night. And you too. Well, that was Melody Cedarstrom. Hope you enjoy, Melody. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. I should mention that we are going to be having the conspiracy conference this year. Certainly, we're not speaking there, but we will have a booth. And that's going to be on June 4th and 5th over at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. You can check it out at conspiracycon.com, conspiracycon.com, or by calling 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. They're going to have some very interesting speakers as they say, we will be there to steer you. I think some of the speakers are, I would agree with, some I wouldn't, but you see the whole gamut of people who believe there's a conspiracy. I know there's a conspiracy. I've been up against it for 49 years, and I've seen what's happened to many people who've had the courage to speak out, and some of them have been to these conferences and are no longer with us. There really are wicked and evil people out there. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get our four CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview several people who were trained as CIA assassins. One of them, Colonel Daniel Marvin, was told when he was in training to become an assassin, he was told by the CIA officials who were teaching him how they killed President Kennedy because he was felt to be treasonous as far as the country is concerned. Could that really happen? Of course, we have a few four-tape sets on President Kennedy. We have a wonderful DVD put together by our friend Bob Fletcher. We have the book a sniper looks at Dealey Plaza. No question at all. Why, of course, they killed President Kennedy. In fact, E. Howard Hunt, we don't carry the book, but on his deathbed, he told his sons that he was on the grassy knoll that day when President Kennedy was assassinated. They killed Bobby Kennedy as well. Saran was in front of Bobby Kennedy, but he was shot from behind, about an inch and a half behind. They know that there were about 13 bullets fired, and of course Saran's gun only held 8 bullets. We know that James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King, and the information is all there. We have 4 CD sets on each one of those. We've got the 4 CD set on the USS Liberty, the ship that the Israelis tried to destroy, certainly during this 1967 war. But it wasn't an Israeli idea. It was all planned in Washington, D.C. by Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara, as they wanted an excuse to go to war with Egypt. So if they figured if they could sink the Liberty, why then we would go to war with Egypt, exactly as they brought down the Twin Towers, so we could get a justification for going to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And certainly Osama bin Laden, we have from many sources, has been dead for many years. But of course, they could have gotten him at any time. Initially, they did not. In fact, we have articles written in October of 2001 saying, we're not going to try to get Osama bin Laden. If we got Osama bin Laden, how would we justify the war? And almost 10 years later now, we're told that we've killed Osama bin Laden. We don't need him as the enemy anymore. And we're still going to leave our troops over there in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's what it was all about at the very beginning. If you haven't actually seen our presentation, it's called Iraq, the Untold Story. With the syllabus, you need to get that. Iraq, the Untold Story. And then, of course, we ask you to remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mary Tocco, and we're going to be talking about vaccines. There have been 2 articles in the last week in the Wall Street Journal talking about the fact that the incidence of asthma in both the young and children and adults is increasing in the United States, but the Centers for Disease Control and the government has no idea why the incidence of asthma is increasing so dramatically. Well, gee, maybe they ought to just check and read some of the books that we have, which points out that children who don't get the vaccines, and we're talking about children from families who don't believe in vaccination, or children in the Amish and Mennonite community who don't take the vaccines, do not have the high incidence of asthma. It's almost 1 in 10 children has asthma, 1 in 9 children. But it's probably 1 in 90 to 100 if they don't take the vaccines. And then, of course, they point out, you know, that there's so many children have autism. Terrible disease. 1 in 66 boys is the latest figure. So they have no idea why this is happening, but they can assure us it's not the vaccines. How can they do that? Well, after all, aren't you going to believe us? And no, I don't believe them, because, of course, if you look at the Mennonite children and the incidence of the disease among children who don't take vaccines, it's very, very, very rare. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're destroying the lives of our children. Mary Talker's on the front lines of the battle. Mary, thank you so much for being with us and bring us up to date on some of the things that are happening that are being suppressed by the controlled media in the United States.
Well, as always, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I love coming on your show and updating people, and you have a great listening audience. And of course, there's a lot of new stuff right now going on. As many may know and may not know, today there was a special report that came from a group of parents with autistic children led by Mary Holling, a New York attorney, who also has a child with autism. And it basically was a report showing that our government has settled many, many, many cases of vaccine injury and autism since 1991 that they have been hiding from the public. You see, they continue to say that vaccines don't cause autism, they're not linked with autism, there's no evidence that vaccines and autism, are even an issue, and they say that they have all this medical research and scientific research documenting that, when in actuality, they have been settling cases privately and secretly since 1991 of parents who've gone before the vaccine court with their vaccine-injured children who have autism. And it really goes back to the Hannah Poling case back in 2008. Hannah Poling, her parents, both physicians, came out and said that they won in the vaccine court and that their daughter had a mitochondrial disorder which set them up for vaccine injury. And I guess we'll get back to this as soon as we take a break, right?
Well, now, a lot of these settlements have been concealed as results actually suppressed so that the public doesn't hear about it. Mary?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
No, basically, I'm just asking, don't they seal the results of these court hearings so that the public will not learn that the government is actually settling these cases of vaccine injuries?
Yes, the parents are actually gagged and told that they better not discuss it publicly. And I'm going to go into that in great detail.
All right, well, we'll do that as soon as we get back here. Our guest is Mary Talker. We're talking about the tragedy of vaccination today. Mary, go right ahead.
Okay, well, like I said, it started with that Hannah Poling case because her parents came right out and said that they were compensated many millions of dollars for the rest of her lifetime care. And they were able to prove that she was injured from vaccinations. But, of course, the court twisted it around and said that she was injured because she has a rare mitochondria disorder and that it's very uncommon and that, in this instance, it was the mitochondria disorder that set her up for vaccine injury. Well, then the Hyatt family came out in public shortly thereafter because they also won a lawsuit. And then before you know it, the Banks family came out. And before that, CBS reported that 7 more cases since 1991 they discovered of people whose children were autistic and got these million-dollar settlements through the vaccine injury compensation system. Well, that started Mary Holling, who's an attorney and a vaccine-injured child. That started her and several other people doing some extensive research. They went through the vaccine compensation system records, and they found out that there have been dozens and dozens. They actually documented 83 cases of settlements in which every child in that settlement suffered with autism. And basically, you know, these rulings are very difficult. You have to be able to prove that your child is injured before you get this compensation. So millions and millions of dollars, which, by the way, come from the taxes put on vaccines, have gone to compensate families whose children are autistic. So how can you have the vaccine court saying, yes, we're going to compensate you, your child is injured from the vaccine, on one hand, and then we have our same government saying there's no link. And so basically they came out today, they exposed this big fraudulent cover-up, and so basically what they want is fair and just compensation for children who are on the autism spectrum, and they're calling for new congressional hearings into the number of children and families who have been compensated already with autism.
Well, now, basically, of course, I'm glad to hear that this number of children have been compensated, but we're talking about tens of thousands of children whose lives have been destroyed who will never receive any compensation. This is the tragedy.
Exactly. And that's the shame of it all. But you know what? Our country, being that we're already in economic downfall, can you imagine what's going to happen?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we don't know how many children are autistic, but we do know that 1 in 66 boys is autistic today. Probably about 1 in 100 children is autistic. It's more frequent in boys than it is in girls, which is why the figure is higher. But for boys, but what's going to happen when the whole economic system of our country collapses? Who's going to look after these children? These children require a tremendous amount of time and effort, education. I mean, well, you're educating one of these children. What do they cost? $50,000, $60,000 a year for their education, Mary?
I believe Congressman Burton, years ago in the year 2000, 2001, said that to take care of a child over the course of their lifetime is going to be $2 million minimum.
$2 million to take care of an autistic child, and these children never should have been autistic because they became autistic because of the vaccines, and the doctors have lied to the people. And I'm not criticizing the doctors. The doctors really don't know. The doctors have told over and over again by the public health officials and by the federal officials that the vaccines are safe and effective. Oh, yes, there may be an occasional tragedy, but look at all the good they've done. Look at all the lives they've saved. Vaccines are safe and effective. They say that over and over and over again. Well, vaccines are not safe. And in many instances, they're not effective. That is the tragedy, and certainly in many others, they're not even needed. They're given for very benign conditions that have literally no complications at all, like mumps. They're given these vaccines, and of course, they can alter their immune system. It can give them allergies and asthma and certainly autoimmune diseases. And then, of course, you can end up with neurological diseases. And it's no accident that in America today, one in every six children, according to the CDC, has a neurodevelopmental or a learning disability. So you go ahead with the story, Mary.
Well, we do know that right now, according to our great latest evidence, that they say one in every 100 children, but those are actually outdated statistics. There's another recent study that just came out, and it was basically, I'll tell you who was, the research was funded. It was a pilot research grant from Autism Speaks, as well as grants from the Children's Brain Research Foundation and the George Washington University Institute for Ethnographic Research. And they looked at South Korea, and they came out, what they did, in this country, we really don't know, we don't monitor properly to find out how many children truly have autism. The only way we go, the only studies or statistics we go by based on now is the medical records of children with autism. And many, many doctors don't even report it. They don't make it part of their medical records. They think it's a psychotic illness. They don't even get into it. But in Korea, what they did was they actually sent out a comprehensive population-based survey, and they looked at, I think it was 55, it was published, by the way, this study was published May 9th on the American Journal of Psychiatry. The researchers were from Yale and George Washington University. They assessed more than 55,000 children, 7 to 12 years old, who lived around Seoul, Korea, South Korea. And what they did is they took a detailed questionnaire and had the parents answer it. And if the parents were told their child was autistic or on the autistic spectrum, they of course, recorded it. And it came back saying that right now in South Korea, they say one in every 38 children fall within the autism spectrum.
But now when you say autism spectrum, do you include in that attention deficit disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder?
No.
Oh, this is autism then. Okay.
Just autism, meaning they are either diagnosed with high-functioning autism like Asperger's or they're severely autistic. This does not include learning disabilities, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, dyslexia, asthma, diabetes, Crohn's disease. Kids, it doesn't even look at that, And so when you think about that, they are now saying that they probably believe that our incidences of autism are much worse than what we think.
Those are devastating figures, certainly. We feel it's probably pretty much the same here in the United States as in Korea. Why did they pick Korea rather than the United States to do the study? Do you have any idea?
I'm not really sure why they did, but Korea also has another really troubling problem with their children, their youth. And I've been giving this quite a bit of thought. I just happened to catch on the news on some television station last night that Korea, South Korea, has a really serious problem with 2 million children addicted to Internet gaming. They call it compulsive gaming. They say that South Korea is the most wired country in the world as far as Internet goes. And they were showing pictures of all of the cable along the roads and all this. It's just unbelievable how they have cables everywhere all over the country, hooking houses up, and they have on every corner, they have gaming rooms, and children are actually cutting out of school. They're not going home after school. They're missing dinner. They're waking up in the morning early to play. They are truly, truly addicted to compulsive gaming, and I believe that it could be because they are not socially comfortable. Children who are on the autism spectrum are much more comfortable dealing with games and compulsive activities and repetitive behaviors versus talking and communicating and going to a classroom and learning. And so they're much more comfortable, with a computer, and it's something that's going to keep their hand and their mind busy. And so when I saw this, I thought, boy, what a correlation. Perhaps this is why they decided to go there to study it. I don't know.
Okay, well, it's a tragic situation. You can't have a stable country when you've got a situation like that. These are the young people. These are the future of South Korea. These are the future soldiers. These are the people who are going to have to defend the country. But are they going to be able to defend the country when their minds are not functioning correctly? And those are just those with autism. Why, of course, an autism spectrum diseases. And then we have all the other learning and disabilities that we've also mentioned, attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, reading disorder, personality disorder, all of which can directly reflect damage to the brain from a vaccination. Why, that country's in real difficulty.
Yes, they go on to say that boys outnumbered girls 5-1 in the special education groups. 3/4 of the children had classic autism, and 1/4 had a milder form, such as Asperger's. So 3/4 of them are classic severe autism, which is just a shame. Because, we're ruining a whole generation of children. And I do fear that our numbers here are probably closer to 1 in 40, 1 in 50 children because we have never done any kind of study like this in this country. You know, it's tragic. And then, like you say, considering all the other illnesses that I believe vaccines are directly related to, when you add that up, it means the next generation of children are not going to be able to function well in society. You know, we're not going to have the leadership and the skills and the intelligence to take this world forward. I don't know, Dr. Stan. It's very alarming to me to think that it's getting this bad and no one is saying, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if someone just came out and said, okay, let's just shut down the vaccine program just for 6 months or a year and see what happens. Let's see.
But,
you know?
I don't think that they intend to, Mary, because I believe that they know exactly what they are doing. In fact, one of the most frightening things I've ever heard, I don't know if you know Betty Martini, but she is an expert on autism, and pardon me, on aspartame and Nutrasweet. And she told me that recently she got a call in the middle of the night from somebody from the FDA who was telling her that, that they were going to respond as a Freedom of Information Act request she'd put in because the Obama administration said they had to get these all caught up. And her remark, Betty said, well, why are you calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell me this? I mean, you know, you should be looking into the background of aspartame. And, of course, the man from the FDA replied, look, this is all about population control, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do to change it. It's
right.
All about population control. And until people understand that is the common denominator behind so much of what's going on, nothing really makes sense, and anybody can do it. In fact, we're going to have a Betty with us at our conference, I'm hoping, in October, and she will hopefully tell that story. There really are people in government who know exactly what they're doing, but they lie to the public because the last thing they want is for the public to learn that they're destroying the lives of our innocent children.
And I totally believe that, too. I used to not talk about that much just because it sounded like such a conspiracy theory. But then I saw the video put out by Bill Gates.
By who now?
By Bill Gates.
Okay.
And you can look it up on YouTube, and it's just YouTube, Bill Gates, vaccinations and population control. And you can hear Mr. Bill Gates saying from his own mouth, we must reduce the carbon footprint. We have no choice. And the way to do it is through better vaccinations and better family services. And I challenge everyone to look it up and share it with everyone you know.
And I really think that it's vitally important that people understand this is not imaginary. It is real. This is Bill Gates, an old multi-billionaire, who one of the richest men in the world, who's pushing the vaccination programs in third world countries, not because he wants to help the little black and brown children. It's because he wants to harm them.
Exactly.
Well, Mary, certainly, I mean, this is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Vaccines, of the Gardasil vaccine, do we have any idea from the VAERS reports? Well, these are the government reports that report, of course, adverse reactions. How many adverse reactions have been reported? And, of course, we know that probably less than 10% are actually reported. But how many have actually been reported? How many could we certainly speculate reactions there have been?
Well, I have different data. I have some data that goes back to 2009. One of them here, 91 women had serious problems. I'm trying to think of how many had seizures. The list is huge. It's in the thousands now. And I'll take a moment and open up one of my lectures and see if I can get the actual most recent study or most recent statistics from Bayer's. But it's in the thousands where they have commented, where they actually have adverse events reported.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that the incidence of cervical cancer, if women are having routine pap smears, is negligible. I mean, we're talking just a few. What is the death toll from cervical cancer in America today? And if you have a regular pap smear, what is the incidence? Do you recall that? Do you have those figures?
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm going to pull up 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves without treatment within 1 year. Within 2 years, the number climbs to 90%. Of the remaining 10% of HPV infections, only half will develop into cervical cancer, which leaves little need for the vaccine. And that's according to Dr. Harper, director for the Genealogic Cancer Prevention Research Group at the University of Missouri, who is a lead researcher in the development of two human papillomavirus vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix. You know, it's amazing to me how you have somebody who's actually working to develop the vaccine who comes out and does this. And my question is, how can you ethically and morally work to develop a vaccination when you in your own life, in your own mind, do not believe it's even necessary? You know? Again, it all goes back to a job and finances, you know? So,
well, it really is very disturbing. But with over 100 people having died immediately after taking the vaccines, when thousands have had convulsions and really thousands have had complications, for a really, literally non-existent program, because if a woman gets a regular pap smear, she's not going to be, I mean, we're talking maybe a few hundred at the most would develop a cervical cancer, and certainly then they could do a hysterectomy, and that would take, she wouldn't die of cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is a very rare condition today, and yet they want to suddenly vaccinate the whole population with something that can certainly interfere with the with pregnancy. Now, do we have any studies that show how safe this is and that it does not interfere with pregnancy?
No, we do not. They've never tested it on pregnancy, just like the H1N1 flu shot that they recommended for all of the pregnant women 2009 and 2010 flu season. They have never studied this on pregnancy. In fact, some of the side effects associated with the Gardasil is Guillain-Barre syndrome, lupus, seizures, anaphylactic shock, chronic fatigue, paralysis, blood clots, brain inflammation, blurred vision, blindness, convulsion, demyelinating encephalitis, lateral sclerosis, multiple sclerosis, pancreatitis problems, various digestive disorders, girls that are bilaterally suffering from visual loss, all kinds of problems. And this was posted in the Journal of Child Neurology, Volume 25, Number 3 in 2010. So they know these problems are happening, and yet these doctors still continue to recommend these vaccinations.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. But we have done damaged literally millions of our young people with these vaccines. Do you realize that today one in every nine children has asthma? You just don't see this in the children who don't get the vaccines. One in 11 to 12 has severe allergies. We don't see this in children who don't take the vaccines. One in 66 boys has autism. One in 100 children is autistic. Certainly, about one in every 4,500 children has type 1 diabetes. Their whole lives are destroyed. This is an autoimmune disease. The incidence of autoimmune disease is skyrocketing. They know they're damaging the children, and they don't care. They have a different agenda. We'll be right back. Give us a call. Well, Mary, you're on the front lines of this battle. Are there any other new things that we should bring out to our listeners?
Well, I think the most important thing is that they know, number one, they have to understand their individual rights in their individual states. And if you don't know your rights, you're no different than a slave. And it's time that we begin to stand up and defend ourselves against our school systems, against our government that's, in my opinion, getting way too invasive. And the way that we're going to do this is by education. You know, if you're able to defend your decision, you know, whether or not you want to vaccinate, you can defend it, you're going to be more apt to not end up with a vaccine. And that's my biggest thing is people, first of all, don't even understand that they have a right. In most states, they have a right to say no to vaccinations. And a good website to check your own state. I know California, you have three exemptions. You have a medical, a philosophical, and a religious exemption. And but other states, some of them only have a religious exemption. Some of them don't have any. Mississippi. And I think
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Mary's just saying that most of our states do have exemptions. You have to know your rights and what you can do, but many of the states have multiple exemptions, religious, philosophical, health exemptions, you know, and so you need to know what the rules are in your state, and you need to help to get these laws changed so that you cannot be forced to have your child vaccinated. And I will tell you, if you have a choice between getting a child vaccinated and moving to another state, you should seriously think about moving to another state. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is no second chance. Well, certainly our guest is Mary Tocco. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I will tell you that the doctors really don't understand. I go to the medical meetings. These are good people. But, of course, they believe what they've learned in school. They believe what they're told by the public health officials. They'll believe what they're told by the leaders of organized medicine. And you've got to get to them, and you've got to get them educated. And don't take no for an answer. The material is all there, and they have an obligation to find out if it really is true. Well, Mary, would you like to get your information out so people can get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yes, I am always available to come and speak for any group, organization, church, conference. Sometimes it's just a parent who says, you know what, I want to bring Mary to my town because I want to start educating the parents in my town and my teachers and my community. And I do this. This is a ministry. It's what I believe God has called me to do. And I've been doing it for many, many, many years. And everything that I share is 100% evidence-based information. And so if you would like to schedule me to come to your community or, you know, get somebody in your community who would like to put an event on, I appreciate that because this is really how I make my living now is by just reaching people. But you can email me, mary@marytocco.com, and it's T-O-C-C-O, Tocco. My website is childhoodshot.com. And on my website, you can see that I've produced a DVD called Our Vaccine Safe. And I also have a CD, which is an hour-long overview. And this DVD was made for parents because I'm a parent. I know what it is they need to hear. I understand what they're looking for. And all I can tell you is that many people have watched it, and it has changed their whole opinion about vaccinations. They sleep better at night knowing that they've made a good decision. They know how to defend their decision to family members who are well-intended but uninformed. And they certainly know how to defend their position when they go to a pediatrician and the doctor starts to try to tell them to vaccinate. And I guess one more thing, too, is you know, I have 5 children, and my oldest is 30 and my youngest is 18, and none of them ever received a vaccination or an injection or prescription medication. And you can do this. And I encourage people to really think about who your physician is. You know, you have the right to see a physician of your choice, whether it's a naturopathic physician, a homeopathic physician, a DO, a chiropractor. You don't need always to have a pediatrician. And, you know, Dr. Stan, people are always amazed when they hear that. They think it's like a law that you have to have a pediatrician, who you take your children into every 2 months. And that's just not the case. And I tell parents, if you feel you need a doctor, take your baby to a doctor. But if your children are healthy, there's no reason to go in every 2 months, because that's when the pressure begins. Do you agree with me there, Dr. Stan?
Absolutely. And the pediatrician means well. It is simply the American Academy of Pediatrics has been lying to the pediatricians. I mean, I've known a lot of pediatricians. They're wonderful people. They love kids. They would never intentionally hurt them. But they're so convinced that if the children are not vaccinated, why, they're going to have all sorts of diseases, and certainly that. And they will tell you about all the children who died, you know, of measles and of tetanus and certainly of other conditions, diphtheria, before the vaccines. How do you counter that when they tell you, look, the incidence of diphtheria, children used to die from that. They used to die from polio. Do you want the children to die? I mean, how do you respond to that?
That's a very good question, and it is one of the obstacles that keeps people going in. And the answer is, well, it's rather quite simple. Most of the infectious killers were prominent in the 1800s and 1900s, and really in the beginning of the 1900s, 1900 through 1930, we began to improve in this country and several other countries. We began to improve the sanitation, the nutrition, and clean water. And when we began to improve all of these things, you know, better distribution of fruits and vegetables, people were no longer bringing animal furs and byproducts into their homes that were infected. We were able to store our food in refrigerators instead of down in a root cellar where animals would get in and pollute. And, you know, I mean, you have to remember what it was like at the turn of the century. People salted their meat. They didn't have refrigeration. And their grains and whatever they had or could grow in the summertime was put in homemade boxes down in a root cellar, so rodents and insects were able to get in, and bed bugs got into the home because they brought the fur and the leathers from the animals that they slaughtered into the home, and they weren't clean, and they didn't have toilets. They had outhouses, so it was a real huge problem with filth, sanitation, and then, of course, poor nutrition. You know, we didn't have trucks hauling fruits and vegetables from California to northern Michigan every day. And people had to grow whatever they could in the summer, and they had to store it and eat it all winter. And so things are very, very different. Their immune systems were not as strong. Their bodies hadn't adapted because they were nutritionally void. And you see, as we began to increase all of these wonderful benefits, all of the infectious killers were almost completely gone. Death rates from all of them was gone 10 years before we introduced vaccination. And that was not just in this country. This was in many other countries. In my vaccine presentations, I bring out dozens of graphs and charts. And I'll just mention one right here. Scientific American, Death and Medicine, tuberculosis mortality rate dropped off between 1900 and 1960, tuberculosis in this country dropped off dramatically, and we never even had a vaccination for that. Scarlet fever is another example. It dropped off between 1910 and 1958. It was down to 0% for scarlet fever death rate. We never had a vaccine for that as well. We've got influenza on the United States, and this is according to trends and records of the influenza vaccine. And this one is from the United States. Flus were very prominent. In 1933, they hit a peak, and then they began to drop off dramatically. By 1949, there was 10,000 or less people who died of the flu. By 1961, it was down to a few thousand people every year before we even introduced any flu vaccines. And as you know, we didn't do them for a long, long time. This is also the same for Canada. Canada had the same drop in tuberculosis, even though they had a vaccination. The drop-off by 1954 to 1960 was almost completely gone in tuberculosis. I show this. I have charts and graphs from Nigeria, many, many, many countries around the world. And so when people say that to me, I basically say that according to the World Health Statistics Annual and several other well-documented sources, vaccines were introduced decades after the death rate had already declined to almost zero for all infectious illnesses. You cannot credit vaccination for eradicating anything, including polio. In fact, smallpox, only 10% of the world got the vaccination. So you cannot even say that the smallpox vaccination eradicated smallpox.
Well, because I think that what about polio? Certainly, when I was starting medical school, while we had polio, when I entered orthopedic surgery, we still had the residual of all these children badly paralyzed from polio. Don't you think that the vaccine has had an effect on limiting the incidence of polio? Now, certainly there's many complications that come because of the polio vaccine, but don't you think that we have actually changed the course of polio because of the vaccination?
No, I don't believe that. My evidence doesn't show that. I have a chart that shows that the chilled virus was introduced in 1945, where 50% of the death rate had already dropped off. And then they introduced the live virus in 1950. I said 1945 was the chilled, 1950 was the live, and as soon as they introduced the live virus, the stats started shooting back up again. And then slowly they dropped off. But in Maine, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont, they showed that within 1 year, 1955 to 1956, 1 year the incidence of polio skyrocketed and doubled in all those states after giving the live polio vaccination. The polio vaccine that we did for many, many, many years was actually causing the polio outbreak. But what's really interesting is the people who come up with disease diagnoses, instead of calling it polio, they changed the name to bacterial meningitis. And if you look at the two, they look very similar. The symptoms are the same. You know, and that's exactly, that was brought out in a book by Wailing James, a great book about how they wanted her to vaccinate her child with polio, and she refused, and they ended up suing her. She took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they ended up saying that she could go without the vaccine because they were able to prove that what they did was, as they saw the polio start to go back up again after the live vaccine was introduced, they changed it and called it non-viral meningitis. So all these babies who are having non-viral meningitis were actually having polio from the vaccine. And I truly believe that our problem with meningitis in this country is directly related to the MMR vaccination and possibly the DPT vaccine as well. Because in countries where they don't do the MMR, they do not have the incidence of meningitis like we do in this country.
Well, for our listeners, I hope you'll get hold of my talk called The Specter Haunting America, and we've tried to give an impartial overview of the vaccines, and we do have some of the official government publications showing this dramatic drop in the incidence of death from measles and diphtheria and tetanus that occurred before the vaccinations became available. It is really amazing that we had a terrible time getting the original, but we actually were able to get them from the university. And what Mary says is, as far as the incidence of death from measles, diphtheria, and tetanus is absolutely correct. Well, but then, of course, we hope many of you out there in the listening audience will look into this and get the information. Have you set the... read some of the things that Dr. Blaylock has done on this issue?
Yes, I have. In fact, I really like one of his latest articles was on the whole herd immunity theory. You know, right now they're saying that because parents are not vaccinating their children for whooping cough, that they're having these outbreaks in California. And first of all, Barbara Lowe Fisher with the National Vaccine Information Center came out and was able to prove that the whooping cough that the children are having outbreaks with is a totally different virus than what the vaccine would even affect or protect. And so we know that we're not being told the truth there. That whooping cough, you know, these viruses adapt, and they get stronger, and they change, and they're going to do this. This is part of, you know, life is things adapting and mutating. And so Barbara Lowe Fisher just mentioned that, but Dr. Blaylock did a wonderful article, and I'm going to just try to tell you what he says off the top of my head. He basically said that when we were born in the 50s, a lot of us who are now in our 50s, baby boomers, we got about 3 vaccines, and we only got one. I've only had 3 vaccines my whole life. I've never had boosters. And most of the population who were born in the 50s and early 60s didn't get boosters. And so they say that vaccines wear off in years. Well, that means is that you have a whole generation of baby boomers who at least 50% of us are walking around without possibly vaccine protection because our immunity is worn off. And then you have the next generation of children. Many of them did not get nearly the vaccines that this generation of children are getting. So this whole theory that if you're not vaccinated, the herd immunity has to be at 90%. They say if 90% of the population is vaccinated, then these infectious illnesses will not be a problem. Well, that right there suits that whole theory because half of us have no immune protection from the vaccination. And so basically it's another theory that they use all the time to scare people. And they also try to say that people who don't vaccinate are trusting that herd immunity is going to protect the children. Well, that's not the case at all. Every parent that I have met over the many, many years that does not vaccinate, they don't vaccinate because they're informed, they're educated, and they choose not to vaccinate. It's not because they think, oh, my kids are protected because all the other kids are vaccinated. It's because they've done their research and they've made the informed decision that they don't want to take the risk, you know? So I do like Russell Blaylock and his work. I think it's awesome.
I do, too, and Russell's a personal friend. The thing is that basically this idea that the vaccines are safe and effective, they have not safe, and that's the big problem. What they do is they alter the immune response. They do not give a permanent immunity. They give a temporary immunity. But one of the big things is they have an abnormal way of turning on the immune system, and then they don't necessarily turn off the immune system. And, of course, if you don't turn off the immune system, you end up with autoimmune disease, and you begin to get the allergies and asthmas. But you can also get things like thyroiditis, and certainly you can get the rheumatoid arthritis, and you can get lupus, and you can get thyroiditis, and you can get degenerative diseases of the neurological system, like MS and like, of course, anterior lateral sclerosis, for which there is no effective treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, people must understand, are you willing to risk the life of your child for a negligible idea that, well, they're not going to get measles, and they probably won't get measles. But are you willing to risk that, you know, for a rather benign, they're not going to get a benign disease or mumps, but they may very well have their whole lives destroyed. One in every 6 children has some sort of enduring developmental abnormality. Well, Mary, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, I want to reference one new study that just came out. It's called Infant Mortality Rates Regressed.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
This story that people don't know, we have a talk called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, if you've never seen it, it's on DVD. You need to get it and watch it several times. It will give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. We have several four-tape sets on vaccinations. And four CD sets. We have Neil Miller's little book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? We have his large book, The Vaccine Safety Manual, which is must reading for anybody who wants to be able to discuss this accurately. We have the Vaccine Safety Manual. We have the Simpson-Wood Report. This is the CDC report, where, of course, they admit that they know that they're destroying the lives of the children. With their vaccines and mercury in the vaccines. They just don't want the public to know that. We actually have the material. We have the reports by the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. David Aub. We have Dr. David Aob's excellent DVD on the aluminum in the vaccines. And then, of course, we have the Dr. Russell Blaylock's Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're only going to get one, get Dr. David Aob. A mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda, but you really need to get all of them. Nobody has a collection like we do of DVDs and four tape sets and books. We have the information you need to be able to discuss these things intelligently. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about population control. They are intentionally destroying the lives and the minds and the health of our children. Bill Gates got it right when he said, why, of course, we're not going to be able to control the world population till we get our vaccine programs going. He knew exactly what he was doing because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation finances one of the front organizations for the Lucius Trust. What is the Lucius Trust? Well, it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, these people know what they're about. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. But I once again suggest my talk on the specter haunting America, just for an excellent overview. And, of course, it'll give you a little different slant than other people who will tell you that none of the vaccines have done any good. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've altered the course of vaccines, of disease, but at a terrible, terrible price. And, of course, vaccines are maybe effective to a degree. And certainly if you tell a doctor that they've not done anything, no, they're not going to believe you, because we do not see the epidemics of measles. We do not see the epidemics of mumps. We do not see the epidemics of diphtheria. But, of course, we see a one in every six children with a neurodevelopmental disease or a learning disability. Is the trade-off worth it? Absolutely not. They know what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You need to get my talks on the planned population reduction, or Nundare College genocide. And we hope that you'll get this information. You'll help us to get it out across America. Because the life you say could be that of your child or grandchild or somebody else's child. And children are dying all throughout the world because of the vaccines, most of which are totally unnecessary today. And so we ask you,
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 10 May 2011. You're in the right place. Oh, my. If you are an Ed Sheeran fan, oh, just wait till the bottom of this hour. I should make everybody wait until 9:30, but no, I can't do it. It's going to be amazing. I am shocked is all I can say. He has some information today on someone else. Could they be tweaking all the news? Well, we'll get a Sherini report at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Do not go anywhere. Oh, my. Oh, I've got goosebumps. That's all I can say is I've got goosebumps right now. Well, if you're watching television, what an absolute incredible waste. I didn't even bother with it last night because it's all about, and we thought it was the final sequel of Osama bin Laden. Well, it's not. To those of you that are